Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. You are in for another short episode today, a mini episode. I promise next week is going to be a lot longer. I'll get into that a little bit more towards the end of the episode. But I just have a short story to review by Stephen King, Blockade Billy, and I'm going to review HBO Max's Mortal Kombat. So let's get started. Here we go. Blockade Billy, a short story that was written by Stephen King in 2010. It's all about this mysterious catcher named William Blakely, who starts the 1957 season with the New Jersey Titans. People aren't sure what to make of his personality. He seems very weird, standoffish. People really aren't so sure about him, and questions start to come up about his past. You figure out more of the mystery behind the story, obviously, as it goes on, towards a big reveal towards the end of the story. It's only about 60 pages long. I read it in a little over an hour, and I'm glad that I picked it up. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to anyone that is not a baseball fan, as King references a lot of baseball's most famous players, famous moments. But I did enjoy it, and I do want to read more of Stephen King's short stories. I have reviewed some of his books on the podcast before, but this is the first short story I've ever reviewed of his, so I would definitely be open to reading some more of them and reviewing them on the podcast. So maybe that's something that will happen sometime in the next year. And now the main event, Mortal Kombat. Wow, this movie is deserving of all the praise in the world. The script's hilarious. The characters are incredibly entertaining to watch. And the depth of the plot is surprising. For a movie that's focused on a popular video game franchise. Just kidding. This movie is atrocious. Save for the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes, this movie is almost unbearable to watch. Yes, I knew that there was going to be some violence. Yes, I knew the script was not going to be great, but I can't say that I expected to dislike this movie this much. There's this character Kano, who's obviously a part of the video game as well, and he's supposed to be the comic relief, the foil, and he's supposed to be incredibly annoying. And he more than accomplishes the last one there, as he is a major, major focus of the script. And in small doses, the humor may have worked, but the fact that he was such a large part of the script really brought this one down for me. Some of the action scenes are worthwhile. I mentioned the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes. Those are the best action scenes in the movie. And they're actually available online. Sometimes movie studios do this where they'll release the first 10 minutes or so of the movie. And so you can catch the first action sequence on YouTube. And part of the ending has been released as well, I do believe. So you can kind of watch the best parts of this movie. Everything in between that is not the beginning and the end, I just could not stand. And part of the reason I liked the ending so much was just because the movie was over at that point, and I was ready to be done. All that being said, personally, I'm not a big fan of the video game series. I'm not into fighting games very much. I think if you are a huge fan of Mortal Kombat, you're going to like some of the callbacks to the video game franchise, some of the one-liners here. You might enjoy more than I did. I just think the 1995 Mortal Kombat is just a much more enjoyable film. It's easier to digest. It has its humorous moments, but it takes itself a little too seriously at points, and I don't think it worked for me. And that is going to do it for another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next week. I'll be doing something a little different than normal. I've been listening to The Ringer's Rewatchables, and I'm really enjoying how they take a movie that a lot of people have seen, and they take an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they really break the movie down and give a lot of details about it. So I'm going to do something a little bit similar. I'm just going to try it. But I'm picking a movie that not a lot of people have seen, and that is 2018's Annihilation. It was my favorite movie of that year. It did terribly in the box office, but I think it's an amazing science fiction movie. It's directed by Alex Garland, who directed Ex Machina, and it's based on the first book of a science fiction trilogy that started in 2014. I will be talking about the book next week, but the main focus is going to be talking about the movie. So if you want to check out the movie before next week's episode, it is currently streaming on Hulu. As always, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you'll be able to listen next week when I enter Area X.